between the people that are brought back from the lands where they had been driven in the north and the land that the Lord gives them. Sister White, commenting on this verse, speaks about the land the Lord provides as an asylum for his people. There's a distinction there. God's church is not the land that they're given. They're two different entities. Now, in this passage we just read out of the Signs of Time, I want you to see one other thing, though. When speaking about the United States here, and Sister White is using Jeremiah 3:18 and 19 to draw this parallel to the United States, but she also goes on and speaks about the Sunday law time period. And this is an important point in my mind, because you'll find when the United States is identified in inspiration, most of the time, even though it may have some of the good qualities of the United States, the separation of church and state, republicanism and Protestantism, beginning as a lamb, so some of the good characteristics are definitely identified there, but generally, the time period when the Sunday law arrives in the United States is also addressed. This is one of the truths connected with the United States, is that it's the land that was provided for God's people to finish the work, but it's also the land where the final end time issue of the mark of the beast is initiated. Here's another one from Maranatha 193. The Lord has done more for the United States than any other country upon which the sun shines. Well, that's just what William Miller was saying. That was his conviction of the United States. Continuing on, here he provided an asylum for his people, just as Higher Medicine said, where they could worship him according to the dictates of conscience. Here Christianity has progressed in its purity. The life-giving doctrine of the one mediator between God and man has been freely taught. God designed that this country should ever remain free for all people to worship him in accordance with the dictates of conscience. Brothers and sisters, God designed that this country should ever remain free for all people to worship him in accordance with the dictates of conscience. He designed that its civil institutions in their expansive productions should represent the freedom of gospel privileges. She twice says that the United States was designed by God. How many countries have we seen inspiration identify as being designed by God? Selected Messages, Book 3, page 387 says this: America, where the greatest light from heaven has been shining upon the people, can become the place of